Cash better get them out, now, Trump orders cleanup of corrupt FBI scum. By Jasmine Jordan on January 12, 2026. President Donald Trump issued a demand on Truth Social for FBI Director Cash Patel to remove agents from the bureau. Referencing a news report detailing the role of a former FBI official in reportedly advancing the Arctic Frost investigation targeting Trump, Republican organizations, and elected officials. In a post accompanied by a news report detailing internal FBI communications, Trump declared, "These FBI agents are total scum. In their own way, no better than the insurrectionists in Portland, Minnesota, Los Angeles, etc. Cash better get them out, now. Radical left lunatics put in by the auto pen in Obama." The president's message referenced newly disclosed documents revealing that the Arctic Frost investigation, which originally focused on the January 6, 2021, Capitol unrest, was not only directed at him personally, but also broadened to target Republican groups, elected officials, and political organizations across the country. The attached report, published by Just the News, outlines how former FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Timothy Thibault, who had previously posted anti-Trump content on social media, played a central role in initiating the Arctic Frost investigation. Thibault was identified as responsible for authorizing the probe in April 2022 and repeatedly circulated left-leaning news articles and opinion pieces to justify targeting Trump and his associates. According to internal bureau emails and memos obtained by Congress, Thibault circulated articles and podcasts from outlets such as Just Security, NPR, and The Washington Post. In late February 2022, he emailed FBI colleagues a prosecution memo-style article titled United States v. Donald Trump, written by former Obama DOJ official Barbara McQuaid and published by Just Security, which analyzed potential charges against Trump related to January 6 and his efforts to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence. Thibault also shared a podcast episode featuring McQuaid, which described Trump's efforts as a provable crime, though this language appeared in the podcast's framing, not in Thibault's own remarks. Thibault also pushed links to podcasts and NPR broadcasts that emphasized Trump's alleged involvement in conspiracies to overturn the election. In multiple emails, he pressed to name Trump a formal subject of the Arctic Frost case. While admitting to lacking direct evidence early on, Thibault encouraged his colleagues to seek out open-source materials and human intelligence that could predicate a case. Emails and memos obtained by Congress and released in part by Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, show that Thibault pushed to include DJT in the Arctic Frost launch documents, even when the original scope focused on the Trump campaign and unknown subjects. Separate communications show that FBI official Christopher McRae later emailed Thibault enclosures containing written approvals from FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland to open the investigation. Thibault's involvement with Arctic Frost extended beyond Trump. Breitbart News reported that the probe included scrutiny of prominent Republican organizations such as the Republican National Committee, the Republican Attorneys General Association, and Turning Point USA, whose founder, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated in 2025. According to Grassley, Arctic Frost's expansion signaled an effort by the FBI to cast a wide investigative net over conservative and Republican-aligned entities. In testimony last September, Director Cash Patel confirmed that his review of Arctic Frost files revealed extensive surveillance and data collection on elected officials, including 8 Republican senators and 1 congressman. The communication records were, according to Patel, hidden in a secure cyber vault, accessible only through top-level authorization. He stated that he located these documents and terminated the agents responsible, also disbanding CR-15, the public corruption unit at the FBI's Washington field office, calling it the core squad behind the bureau's weaponization. One of those senators, Josh Hawley, RMO, characterized the data-gathering operation as an abuse of power beyond Watergate, emphasizing the constitutional concerns it raised regarding separation of powers and free speech. Hawley called for full legal accountability for all parties involved. Thibault's name had previously surfaced in connection with allegations of political bias. In 2022, whistleblowers reported that he attempted to close down investigations into Hunter Biden and sought to inflate the FBI's statistics on domestic violent extremism by pressuring agents to reclassify cases. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., and Sen. Grassley both issued letters identifying Thibault as a central figure in these incidents, citing evidence of improperly marking files to prevent them from being reopened.